You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is April 23rd, and we had a jam-packed Sports Monday of instant classics, so let's jump right into it. Starting off with some news from the football world, as the Jets traded former second overall pick Zach Wilson and a seventh round pick in the upcoming draft to the Denver Broncos for a sixth round pick. Wilson had 23 touchdowns and 25 interceptions over 34 games in his 3 years with the Jets, and he never had a QBR over 39 in any of those first three seasons. The Jets and the Broncos will split his $5.5 million salary this season, and Wilson will most likely become a free agent in the 2025 season unless the Broncos decide to pick up his fifth-year option, which is for over $22 million, which seems very unlikely at this point. Now over to the NBA, where we had three incredible playoff games last night. The first one was between the Cavs and the Magic up in Cleveland. This one was back and forth from the beginning and was 14-13 with the Cavs leading early on as Jalen Suggs went down with what looked like a catastrophic knee injury. He could not put any weight on it and he had to be carried off the court. The Cavs then went on a 19-5 run to end the first quarter with a 30-18 lead. The Magic then cut it to 5 early in the second quarter before another Cavs run extended that lead to 14 at the half, and the Cavs never looked back from that point. The Magic did go on a 13-0 run, but they can never get within 9, and the Cavs would go on to win this one 96-86 and take a 2-0 series lead. Banchero finished with 21 for the Magic, and Franz Wagner added 18 on just 5-for-17 shooting. Jalen Suggs did actually return in this one in the second half, but added just 9 points in 29 total minutes. Donovan Mitchell had 23 for the Cavs, and Jarrett Allen had a huge game with 16 points and 20 rebounds, including 9 on the offensive glass. The second game of the night was absolutely crazy, and for this one, we're going to skip right to the end, because without trying to be a prisoner of the moment, I believe this is one of the better finishes that I've seen in NBA playoff history. The Sixers had a 101-96 lead with just under 30 seconds left and a 96% chance to win, according to ESPN's game flow, before Jalen Brunson hit a contested three. It went off the front of the rim, straight up in the air, and of course came right down through the net. Kind of reminded me of Kawhi's buzzer beater in Toronto a few years back when they went on their championship run. But then as the 76ers were looking to inbound it after the made three, they got the ball to Tyrese Maxey, and this is where it gets a little controversial. It looks like he might have been fouled. It looks like they may have gotten a timeout, but ultimately nothing gets called. He ends up losing the ball. Dante DiVincenzo, ends up with it. He misses a three, but the Knicks get the offensive board. The ball gets back to DiVincenzo. He takes another one, and the second time was the charm, and the Knicks take a 102-101 lead with just 13 seconds remaining. Maxey then missed a shot for the 76ers to take the lead, so they had to foul, and OG Anunoby made two clutch free throws to essentially seal the game. Embiid did get a three off at the buzzer to tie, but he missed, and that was all she wrote, as the Knicks now go up 2-0 in the series on the Sixers before they head to Philly for Game 3. Now, I didn't think we'd be able to top our second game of the night, but the third and final NBA game last night was an instant classic between the Lakers and the Nuggets in Denver. This game seemed to be following the same script as every other game in this series over the past few years, as the Lakers started out hot despite being on the road. They led 28-24 at the end of the first, and they extended the lead to 59-44 at the half, largely due to Anthony Davis, who was 11 of 12 with 24 points at the break, and D'Angelo Russell had 18 points on 6 threes just in the first two quarters there. But seemingly like every other game between these teams, the Nuggets stayed in this one. They kept on creeping back, and they cut the lead to 2 with about 6.5 minutes left before back-to-back threes from LeBron stopped the bleeding and took their lead to 89-81, looking like they might actually close this one out. But the Nuggets stormed back and tied it at 95 with just over a minute left. Both teams then traded buckets, which got us to 99-99. And LeBron had a great look at a three with 16 seconds left, but he missed. And the Nuggets get the ball, came down, got it to Jamal Murray, and he hit an incredible step back jumper at the buzzer over Anthony Davis for the win. And it was the Nuggets' first lead since 5-3, 2 minutes into the game. Like I said, I didn't think we could top that Knicks 76ers game, but this one was just crazy down the stretch. There were insane plays on both ends of the floor. AD finished this one with 32-11. LeBron had 26-12-8. D'Angelo Russell still finished with 23 after having 18 in the first half. On the Nuggets side, Jokic finished with a triple-double. He had 27, 20, and 10, just an insane stat line to put up. Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray added 22 and 20, respectively. And this was the Nuggets' 10th straight win against the Lakers, just a demoralizing loss for LA. And they will look to avoid that streak going to 11 and try to get the series back on track Thursday in Los Angeles. We also had four playoff games in the NHL last night. First, we had the Bruins and the Maple Leafs in Boston. The Bruins took a 2-1 lead into the second period before a John Tavares goal tied it up late in the second, but Matthews then scored halfway through the third for the Maple Leafs, and that would be the final as Toronto won 3-2 and tied the series up before heading to Toronto for Game 3 on Wednesday. The next game we had was between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Islanders. New York looked to be in control of this one as they had a 3-0 lead deep into the second period. The Hurricanes did score to cut the lead to 3-1 before the third, and then again halfway through the third to cut the lead to 3-2, but it still looked as if New York was going to hold on. But then Carolina scored two goals in 10 seconds with less than 3 minutes left to take a 4-3 lead, and they added an empty netter to go on to win with a final score of 5-3, adding to the list of crazy finishes last night and taking a 2-0 series lead over the Islanders. In the third game, we saw Vegas beat Dallas 4-3, and to cap off the night, the Oilers beat the Kings in Edmonton 7-4 with a hat trick from Zach Hyman and 5 assists from Connor McDavid. We also had several games in the MLB last night, so we will wrap up with a few of those notable scores. The A's beat the Yankees 2-0. Detroit beat the Rays 7-1. The Braves beat the Marlins 3-0 to improve to 15-6 on the year. And the Twins shut out the White Sox 7-0. This is the 8th time this season that the White Sox have failed to score a run, and they are an MLB worst 3-19 with a run differential of -78. I feel like we keep picking on them, but they are just historically bad right now through 22 games. It is unheard of to get shut out 8 times already. So we're going to keep talking about it. But with that, we will wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. See ya.